We have a listener-submitted tribute from two students with the Manning FFA chapter in South Carolina. These gentlemen are highlighting their advisor, Michael Haynes, also known as Coach Haynes.
All right. This is long overdue, but it's finally time for me to do a tribute to my advisor, Coach Haynes. My name is Trayvon Andrews.
My name is Taquan Davis.
And we come from your very own Manning chapter in the state of South Carolina.
The largest chapter.
So from when the time I was little, I used to actually sit in front of the radio and listen to it like it was a TV, like old people listening to the radio. They tell you those stories. I used to actually do that. And I used to listen to radio DJs. When Coach Haynes found out, he said, I'll buy the microphone for you. And he didn't. He got it shipped. I attribute all of my dreams to my advisor.
I just want to give thanks to Coach Haynes for all that he's done, you know, and all. It's just a good blessing. My mom passed September the 30th. I woke up and she wasn't doing too good. And they sent her to the hospital, and I never knew that that would be my last goodbyes, you know. On that day, I walked into the shop and told Haynes, you know, what was going on. I asked him, how was he doing? And he asked me, how was I? He stopped by and checked on me and make sure that everything was okay. And not too many people do that these days, you know, so curious and make sure that students that's okay and just pushing forth and being strong. And there's much that I can't really say, but I just want to say he's really a great man and I really appreciate it.
What Taquan says, he's the teacher that goes the extra mile. And that's something that I can only really say about an ag teacher. I try to find words for him, of course, but really there are no words. I'm thankful to God for all of his blessings, and I truly count Coach Haynes as one of them. Even after high school, he's getting us set and ready. He was in the Army, so he actually asked me, hey, have you ever thought about West Point Military Academy? And those are some of my plans after high school, things that I never dreamed of, but he saw in me. He said, I think you can do it, and even if you can't do it, if you go for it and you miss, you'll still make it off better than what you were thinking about doing. That's the kind of man Coach Haynes is.
My dreams of being an architect. Haynes always told me that if I'm not doing good in math, I probably wouldn't be able to major in architect. You know, just the small things. But I mean, he just keep it real with, you know, to make sure that we are doing okay and on our game. But after the architect, I thought about majoring in ag and business, you know, to accomplish my goals and, you know, fulfill my dreams of what that I think that's best for me. And I just want to say that I really appreciate everything that Haynes have done for all of us and myself.
People hear that about ag teachers and all say that, wow, why would you tell a kid he can't do something? But that's actually what I thank him for the most. Every kid comes to the high school and wants to be an astronaut or an engineer, and they can't pass an Algebra 1 exam. And he looks at him and says, listen, you have so much potential. Stop trying to be something you're not. And that was actually a lesson I learned from him.
Because he keeps it real.
The fact that I'm sitting behind this microphone able to do this tribute
is a great blessing.
So thank you, and may God bless you all.
Well, gentlemen, we thank you for taking the time to submit that recognition of Coach Haynes. I'm sure he appreciates it very much. Hopefully he had the chance to hear it. Also, if you would like to submit your own tribute regarding your FFA advisor and chapter, you can do so online and send it to FFA Today at FFA.org. That's FFA Today at FFA.org.